Thank you. Dicky Daddy, Muff Daddy, David Hochberg. Spartans?
Spartans! What is your profession?
Yeah, David Hochberg is doing a show now, I believe, three times a week on WGN.FM, so check that out. And Leslie's here, and I will then play the pre-recorded show opening, and then Mr. Ramsey's in for Tom Skilling, and you know he's always up for a challenge. Here's Leslie.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
May I just say I'm so happy to have the Spartans back.
I think I'm going to alternate that and the Blackhawks horns, and then I'll add some other stuff. Nothing's etched in stone.
You could do horns and Spartans. That would be like a double whammy of awesome.
Okay. I'm up for that.
Free form, baby.
Lawyers for Indiana and Wisconsin faced some contentious questioning by a panel of appellate court judges during a hearing today over gay marriage bans in those states. Judge Richard Posner questioned the Solicitor General from Indiana why children of same-sex couples should not be allowed to have legally married parents, as do children of heterosexual couples. A permanent ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas militants. The Egyptian brokered truce brings to an end more than 7 weeks of fighting that resulted in more than 2,000 casualties. And Burger King has announced it's buying Canadian food chain Tim Hortons and moving its corporate offices to Canada. Some are condemning the move as an effort to dodge U.S. taxes. However, Burger King CEO Daniel Schwartz says the transaction's not about tax rates, but more about growth. And he says that BK will continue to pay taxes in the United States. And just so you know, it's the 10th annual National Dog Day. Dog Day founder Colleen Page came up with an idea to pay tribute to canines for their patience, loyalty, and their work at protecting our streets, homes, and families. It also appears to be a very good excuse to tweet pictures of pets in funny outfits. Taking a look at the area expressways, Eden's outbound's not bad at all. Inbound side's just as nice, about 16 minutes from Lake Cook to Montrose. Kennedy Expressway's starting to build. Outbound's at 23 to Lake Cook Road. Inbound side, closer to a half-hour trip. Right now on the Eisenhower, you're looking at about 21 minutes to Mannheim. Inbound's only 16. Stevenson, 36 to 355. Ryan, 18 either way between downtown and 95th. I'm Leslie Keiling, WGN.FM.
We're going to spin some music while we're waiting for our next caller.
From the WGN Tower.
Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
He's down on the phone.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
Dot FM. Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, Cambodia and Crystal Lake. Breaking news. An 88-year-old Connecticut woman opened her sliding door to let her cat in. A raccoon followed the cat in. The woman started petting the raccoon.
Spectacular mistake.
And the raccoon attacked her. The raccoon was caught and euthanized. Hey, that's one smart raccoon to go in on the cat's dime. First of all, who lets their cat out? And hasn't this woman seen the Sears optical commercial? Obviously, the raccoon has.
Okay.
The woman's son called her a tough old bird. And that's how the raccoon saw her, too.
Do you understand? Finally!
A developing story. A former inmate is suing the state of Oregon for $49,000 because he injured his knee while climbing down from his prison bunk bed.
Somebody's got to give a shit, not me.
He said that ladders should be provided. Ladders? Just make a rope out of your sheet like other jailbirds do. Mope. Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. I'm Gary Meyer on the Super Streamliner, the G, the Gear Force on WGN.FM, Chicago. Middle of the afternoon, Jim Ramsey will be in this week for Tom Skilling. Tom is not on vacation. He's getting tooled up or tuned up or whatever they're doing to him for that addition to the 5 o'clock news. It will be starting at 4 on September 8th.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding out.
Yeah, so he's got some computer stuff and meetings and things, and he thought, well, the best thing to do is just take the week off and devote time to that.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Okay, and I know you want to know these things. Right now, it says on this text, on TuneIn, trending at 23 out of 100,000.
I had an idea about that, by the way.
What's that?
Anytime you're trending in the top two or three, or number one,
mm-hmm.
you need a sounder.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So that sort of tells us, you know, how successful you're becoming.
Thank you.
Or maybe a foghorn if you're trending below 10, you know.
That would be below 10.
Oh, below that, 10, yeah.
Yeah, that siren, and then something a little more peppy for... Yeah. One, two, or three.
Well, for those of us who listen to this broadcast frequently at home, are curious where you are in the international ratings.
Yeah.
And that would be a nice way to tell us without interrupting the flow of conversation.
Okay.
You know, isn't that a good idea?
I'm up for anything at this point. Don't worry about that. I'll take that into consideration.
Yeah,
we'll find something.
As the word circulates the planet that that's what you're doing, then people will get into it and they'll listen just to hear the bell ring.
Right. They'll try to drive that number up.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim.
And once in a while, you've got to explain why that bell is going off.
I will definitely look into that.
Yeah.
It's nothing to look into. I just have to find a bell or something.
Or
I think we can
Leslie
do that.
Give Leslie a squeeze, you know?
Give Leslie a squeeze.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever
get
you
little,
think is going to fly.
Wow. Yeah. Well, get
couple
a noise
things. I got a text
we'll
that said...
A bibble a fly.
I got a text that said they were listening, this person was listening to the podcast or replay of the show. The show replays in its entirety starting at 7, and they were listening to that first half hour, and you were going on and on about how politicians aren't that bad, and especially here in Illinois, they do as much as they can do, and I'm too hard on them, and yada, yada, blah.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested that I replace some of that and put the Yakety Sax underneath it because it had that kind of feel.
Yeah, well.
Here's Yakety Sax. Now, I just saw the text, so I haven't had a chance to have Kreef find that moment yet, but he's looking for it. But I do have a Yakety Sax moment to share.
Okay.
I open my email when I come in.
Yeah.
And this from Dilbert. I know. How does Dilbert sound again?
Okay.
I know we've been challenged by climate control in the first floor offices. Okay. But some cooling is coming. Okay. Hopefully by the end of the week. Okay. The building management. Okay. Has contacted me on another topic, though. Okay. We cannot burn incense or candles in the offices. Okay. Thank you for complying. It violates our lease agreement. Okay. Dilbert. Okay. Okay. Now, yesterday, I'm just assuming this is a weird coincidence that one of the producers for a show that I will not name came down to my office, and she's done this before in the last week. Hey, can you not burn that incense? Just spray your Christmas tree spray. I have a spray that I also let loose every now and then.
I can imagine.
And I said, I'll do both, and it'll be like you're walking through a forest. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
With a little campfire burning.
Well, it's not like you're hanging rotten meat in there or something.
And I mean, I'm sure she didn't go to management and say, hey, guess what he's doing on the first floor, unbeknownst to you, because you're on the seventh floor. And it's just a coincidence that I got this email today. But it's always with something that's not related to the bullet to the head before they put the bullet to the head. That's the way they've been handling me the last 3 months.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they come in, okay. We're gonna have some sandwiches, okay, tomorrow, okay. Oh, by the way, okay, you're going to move down to the first floor, okay. That's what they do. They pad it with something initially, and then they drop the bomb in the second half.
Well, I would guess that given the fact that you have been trending so incredibly high with 100,000 internet signals, that would change things for you at the old tower. I mean, is anybody
Jim,
talking about
it? Jim, I had a highly rated show on the AM. My problem
but it's
in my career
highly rated now.
Well, my problem seems to be I'm too successful, and as soon as I hit that peak, start putting on the hat because the crap's coming down. That's the way it's been. It's not like I'm lagging or dragging anything behind. As soon as I hit the bigger numbers, okay, you're too successful, okay?
Well, as a guy okay? who personally has hung tightly to mediocrity, I can tell you that works.
That's right. And I'm going with the Jim Ramsey philosophy of life. Dial it down.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need all that success and stuff. It doesn't work.
It clutters
up. It's too breezy at the top.
Yes, it is.
Stay down on K1. You don't need to get up to K5.
Yeah.
That's cold and windy up there. Stay below.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Wait, it says I already mentioned that it was Stephanie. I did.
Oh, you did?
I did?
Yeah, I think yesterday you did.
Well, it's not a big secret. I've been talking about burning incense on the air since I've been doing it for several weeks. But she's the only one that came into the office and verbally said something about it. Now, she is on the nest, so I don't know if that matters. Because, you know, women on the nest, certain smells and things really drive them nuts.
Yeah.
But I didn't think you could smell that much. And I thought it was a pleasant smell, considering all the other smells that have wafted through this place.
Yeah, isn't it funny? I mean, but some people just like the aroma of cleaning solvents and that sort of thing, and don't want you disrupting it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since that was handed down.
It smells like pizza over here all the time.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because?
Because what?
Because people bring pizza in? Or
yeah,
just
yeah well, that's it.
There's a pizza place nearby?
I like it when they cook fish in the microwave. That kind of gives it that nautical flavor.
Are you
flavor.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not.
You like the smell of fish going through the place?
Sure, I grew up on the ocean. Sure, why not? Popcorn? Yeah, that makes an interesting smell out of the microwave, too. And
no, that I can agree with, but fish?
Well, I suppose that's what it is. I mean, it's...
You don't know?
No. That's what it smells like.
All right, well...
Somebody's lunch. I don't know who's eats that, but
whenever,
you can smell it all over the place.
Whenever faced with a challenge, my staff goes to work, and Craig found a company that makes an incense-smelling spray.
Really?
So I'm going to get those people on the air and see if they'll send me some of that spray, and then I'll have the smell of incense, but I'm not actually burning anything. Oh, and they also mentioned we cannot burn incense or candles. And yesterday there was a discussion about Baba Shival was burning a candle at some office he worked at, and I'm thinking,
right.
What man sits in his office with a candle burning unless he's writing poetry or having a breakdown?
Well, I had a tub in there, too. So.
A what?
I had a bathtub. No, I'm just...
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, it was for the...
Gina Tay.
Well, would you have a lot of power outages, or what's going on?
Well, no, it was a very nice scented... It was a lavender kind of candle.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You heard that, Rams.
Wow, did you hear that?
As soon as you heard that lavender, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a real man.
Yeah.
So they threw candles on the pile because they heard the candle
right.
talk and thought, well,
in case
if Gary's burning incense, then that mope's probably got a candle somewhere in his trunk. You know, he drives around with a trunk full of gifts, and he just he'll hand them out to random people to win them over.
Not random. Yeah.
During the holidays, he'll walk through the office and hand out these Elton John candles to people he barely knows, so they'll like him.
Oh, barely knows?
And it's the saddest thing to see this man try
it's
to
the people
get
that
some
we...
kind of friendship going by bribery.
It's the people that we work with.
I think he's just regifting things that people give him.
No, Marlene every year looks forward to my Elton candle.
Well, yeah, once you bait these people, they're going to want it every year. Yeah, they're used to it.
Well, can't you switch it up and give other types of things?
No, she really likes the candle.
Oh.
Yeah, she really... I mean, although now that we're on the FM, I think we don't really work with anybody anymore. So.
Well, good. You'll save money.
But I won't be.
In addition to the candles in his trunk, he has about 1,000 gift cards to different places. Mm-hmm. By the way, Jim?
Yeah.
We're up to number 4.
Look at that.
On TuneIn.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Up
you
to need, number 4 out of the blue from 23.
One more, you get a bell.
In front of me, Oman FM.
Again.
In English, whatever that is. That's number 3. BBC Radio 5 Live.
How you knock
and Talk Sport Kickoff, whatever that is, number 1.
Mm. Oman is from Ghana. Live radio from Ghana.
Okay, well, that's a trouble spot, so people are interested, I guess. Why do you care? I don't know.
You know, well, be real nice to places like Morocco and Andorra and Liechtenstein.
I'm going to do more of that so I can get that international audience.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You know, just don't speak demeaningly of people like you do in Chicago.
Oh okay.
Here we go.
Right. I got a new script for you, too. We're going to get to that in a minute. I'd like you to record a line from yesterday, so you can take my name out of it so it doesn't sound...
Yeah, I bet you do. You want me to say
that,
don't
exactly.
You?
When you go in for a voiceover session to do commercials and whatever you do in that session, you don't get to change the script because you don't agree with it. You've already been hired to read what...
I haven't been hired to read this.
Read what words have been put
on
paper.
Where's my check?
I'm trying to get you a job with the city to be the spokesmodel.
Yeah, that'll get it. That'll really seal the deal there.
All right, but I want you to re-record that.
Call a buffoon, yeah.
And then I've got another script for you. And the point is that Baba Shival, like I said, he has these gift cards, and he'll shake your hand, and you'll take your hand away, and there's a gift card in there if he's trying to win you over. And it's just funny how he goes through this place with a gun that shoots gift cards and candles.
Oh, no.
The late Randy Salerno said to me when he would go down to Disney World with his wife and kids, he said, I wish somebody would make a gun that just shot $20 bills. Because, really, all you do is give out $20 bills, and they will make sure that you do not leave Disney World with a dime in your pocket.
Oh, my.
Hey, I learned from the master. You give out gift cards all the time. You're giving out Lou Malnati gift cards.
I know, but I usually know the people I'm giving them to. You just strangers. Hey, how you doing? I'm Baba Shival. Will you like me? Here's a gift card.
Oh, my.
And I'll tell you what, if you really like me, you'll get an Elton John candle.
Yes.
Why don't you have some cards printed up that give permission to people to listen to you on WGN.FM.
What do you mean, give permission?
Yeah, just a little thing, a little courtesy card that, or an invitation, not permission. An invitation.
Okay, here,
you
listen
know,
to
4 hours of free entertainment. Just
I'm not a blind guy giving out pencils on the corner. Thank you for buying a pencil. And I say that because there's a guy who sits on Michigan and Superior.
Yeah.
And he's been there at least 25 years.
Really?
Sitting there, and he's blind, and he has, and this looks like something out of 1950, he has a cup with pencils, and he expects people to drop a dime or something in the cup and take a pencil or a card
I
or whatever.
He does fairly well. People in Chicago have
apparently
big hearts.
Apparently, for 25 years he's been doing this, but...
Do people use pencils anymore?
I don't know, but that seems like something from a different era when handicapped people didn't have services that they have now. It seems kind of outdated and sad.
He probably
that he's
has
sitting there.
A lot of repeat customers and gets to know people. And
how would he know who's a repeat customer? He's blind.
Well, you know, I suppose they have their own distinctive smells. If you walked by, the incense would give you away.
Yeah, I have a very pungent cologne. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well,
you're saying I should give out cards. Hey, listen to me, 3 to 7 if you get a chance. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, anything.
I think you're saying that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I had in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, those Elton John candles, I believe, are about $25 a pop.
Really?
And that was reduced.
You need to find a new supplier.
No, that was a reduced price. That was a bargain.
Why?
How big are these things?
They're not huge, but they're very, they're high line.
I smell something wrong here.
How does Elton John smell? What is his smell?
He does have a nice smell, actually.
All the things I'd associate him with, candles would not be...
Well, no, first of all,
candle in the wind.
No,
Is it related to that?
No.
Does it smell like Marilyn Monroe after she's had a tryst with the Kennedys?
You're overthinking this, by the way.
Yeah.
No, he does like candles. He has candles in his dressing room and everything, and all the money from those candles goes to his AIDS Foundation.
All right, but...
So it's not...
Really?
It's like Oprah and this tea she has at Starbucks. I never associated Oprah with tea. But she's got her own tea at Starbucks.
No, he burns candles, you know.
Candles. Not a stretch.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
All right, Oprah and the tea, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
But don't you like a nice Christmas candle? Like burning in the house?
I've given some to my wife,
sure
actually.
Sure you do.
Yeah. But,
okay, but...
You spray that stuff.
The incense.
Gary sprays
I spray that Christmas tree smell.
Yeah, the Douglas fir smell, which is nice.
Now, the incense, it's... Got kind of a manly smell because it's burning wood and that kind of thing.
Well, see, I think
if they walk in and I'm burning a candle, then I've lost it.
But I think what hurts you, too, is that you couldn't open a window. The incense couldn't go anywhere except in the hallway.
Yeah, it's trapped.
It was trapped.
Well, it's over now. Yeah. I packed up my pinon, taken it home, my matchsticks. That's it. Done.
Just when the place started to get fun again.
Yeah. Is there anything else they can focus on besides what I've been doing?
Oh,
no. I mean, really. Is there been another memo of, hey, Bob and Marianne, could you stop doing your toenails, you're painting your toenails at the office. Now that's a bad smell because that toenail, that
have you ever
nail
been in a radio station where there weren't people doing something unusual?
Oh, never.
Yeah, that's it.
There's always something unusual,
yeah.
But usually they don't pay any attention to it. It's done with closed doors and things.
I'd love
it's
to
part
see
of the landscape.
I'd love to see the lease that says, you know, section 4 about the burning of incense.
Well, that's probably true.
You think so?
That is probably true because my wife has worked in leases and things like that, and she said that's pretty common.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because think about it, if everybody starts lighting up a candle or something, you know where that might lead. Yeah.
Mm.
And it's not a stretch, but I think it is funny the day after Stephanie again says, please don't burn the incense, and all of a sudden the memo comes out. Yeah.
Well, because you were making no effort yesterday to say you were gonna stop.
In fact, I had four vanilla cones left, and I burnt them all at once, and then I went right to the pinon.
Wow.
I went really...
You were mainlining.
I went for the finale. I didn't know it was the finale, but I did light it up, and it turns out it was the finale.
It's like 4th of July, that last 5 minutes.
That's right.
There's got to be something harmless you can do in your office that wouldn't offend anybody and would be delightful.
I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, no.
Anything I've been doing pretty much rubbed somebody wrong, it seems.
I mean, first you wanted a screen door on your office.
I thought that would promote... I thought that would promote some harmony where, hey, neighbor, come on in. Milt Rosenberg used to be next to my office. He'd walk by, and then I could see him and go, hey, neighbor. And then he'd open the door. I love the sound of the screen door slamming. That's a nice sound. It reminds me of summer.
It does?
Yeah. It doesn't remind you of summer?
No.
You grew up in rural South Carolina.
Yeah. If you get a screen door, get a big Schlitz sign to hang on the top.
Yeah? Is that what you had?
Big Schlitz.
Schlitz sign.
Schlitz.
Big Schlitz sign.
I don't think
sign.
They're still in business, are they?
Schlitz? I think
Schlitz
they
are. Still around.
Oh, yeah. Those beers,
oh, yeah.
They found other, I think, companies that said, okay, we'll keep them as kind of a boutique beer.
Pabst
well, is made
of right.
Huge
they're still
company.
Around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
there was a big
for a while, though, didn't they?
What's that?
Didn't they disappear for a while?
I think they did. It's not as big a label as it used to be, of course.
Yeah.
But I think it's still out there. You go into these stores that have a lot of beers, and you're going to see some Schlitz.
Really?
Old Milwaukee?
What a name, though.
Yeah, I love to say it.
Schlitz.
Yeah.
Old Milwaukee, Hams, all those beers that were huge in Chicago 40 years ago are still, I think, moping around here and there.
I mean, now the young people say PBL. Pabst Blue
that's
Ribbon.
Right.
Really?
Old style.
Yeah, they don't even say Pabst. PBL. Got PBL?
I remember, I don't know where this was, but the beer was being passed around, and somebody said, hey, who's got any doggy style?
What?
And that was the code for old style. That was
really?
The hip name for old style. Hey, who wants some doggy style?
I don't know.
All right, well.
Be careful what party you're at.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at the script. You read it over?
Uh-huh,
All right, let's give it a go.
It makes me hungry, by the way.
Yeah, I went with food today.
Yeah, you did.
This is Jim Ramsey's read for August 26th, 2014. 3, 2, 1.
Some author a long time ago said that the city of Chicago was filled with savages. I think what he meant to say was, Chicago is a city filled with sandwiches. Great sandwiches. Where else would you find a Mr. Beef?
Let's do it all
Wait
again.
A minute.
Yeah, you're tentative. Let's take it from the top because you're not that far down. This is take two, Jim Ramsey, 3, 2, 1.
Some author a long time ago said that the city of Chicago was filled with savages. I think what he meant to say was Chicago is a city filled with sandwiches. Great sandwiches. Where else would you find a Mr. Beef? Our sandwiches are so good we address them in a formal manner. Our hot dogs should be Your Royal Highness hot dogs. Our sausage sandwiches, Sir Sausage. Hamburgers deserve to be referred to as High Holy Hamburgers. A former mayor said Chicago is a great steakhouse. Yes, the whole city is one big mother effin' steakhouse. That's Sir Steakhouse to you. Let's not stop with steak and sandwiches. We've got Pope Pizza the Thin or Pope Pizza the Thick. Damn, bro. Have you stuffed your soup coolers with our cheesecake?
All right, we're going to pick it up right there. King Cheesecake. Pick
King,
it up right there.
All right, I was doing it.
3, 2, 1.
King Cheesecake, it should be known.
As it should be known.
Oh, I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1.
There's something to spill on my paper here.
3, 2, 1, take 3.
King Cheesecake, as it should be known. Nobody beats the carrot cake at Hub 1.
That's Hub 51.
No, I'm sorry.
Pick it up at Nobody Beats.
Our printer must need some help here.
Pick okay. Nobody.
Nobody beats the carrot cake at Hub 51. Show a little respect for our Captain Carrot Cake. Kneel before a slab of ribs from Carson's. That's right, Reverend Ribs, to you, sailor. Yeah, we're savages, all right. Savages for Italian ice. Carm's Italian ice in Little Italy is so good you want to talk dirty to it. But our taste buds aren't confined to the city. Head west to Johnny's, over by Elmwood Park, over by Dare. Mr. Beef, meet Grand Poobah Beef. How do you like your beef? Dipped? Wet? Well, get over to Johnny's and get ready to have a party in your mouth. Savages? Keep that talk up and you'll end up with a Chicago necklace.
Very nice, Jimmy.
Well,
close. We got it all. We'll cut it all together.
Yeah, you could probably edit some pauses out.
No, we'll do all that. That's what they do.
This was a very difficult script to read.
Hey, this isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah, well, probably everybody is doing it. But
are they? Everybody's a voiceover king like you?
I'm not a voiceover anything.
It says here that Blatz, remember that? That was another big one. That is not around anymore. Blatz.
Falstaff?
I don't know about that one.
Mary Carey used to sell that one.
All right.
Well, this was just, you know, things hanging on screen doors in southern suburbia.
Beer signs.
Yeah, beer signs and bread signs and what else? Fish bait, you know, all kinds of things. They used to hang on screen doors back home.
Yeah, I love the sound of a screen door slamming, though.
Do you?
Yeah, it's summertime. And you talk through the screen door to your neighbor?
I don't think we had a screen door growing up.
All right, well, my point in all that, I wanted a screen door on either my office or the studio downstairs.
How about a storm door? That's more Chicago.
Yeah, with some elaborate anti-theft iron work.
Yeah.
You always know when you're in a bad neighborhood, all the front doors have that storm door where it's some intricate iron work, which really is, hey, don't try to get in here because I got some intricate iron work that you can't break in through.
Yeah, I know the first time I came for Chicago, I came down Western. I don't know how I ended up on that, but way down at the other end, you see all of these iron things in the windows of the establishments down there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine what that was for.
And now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
Man, a lot of bad neighborhoods.
Not necessarily bad neighborhoods, just some bad people that wander through good neighborhoods.
Okay, you know? However you want to phrase it, Jim. I know you like to try to make everything nice and shiny.
Well, not exactly. You know, I'm a realist, but I don't see any point in just, you know, dumping on people that can't help it, you know.
Okay, well, that's why I'm here, to counterbalance that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Now, let me set you up for the weather, because Leslie's got to do her...
I haven't heard the bell yet.
...news. We're not number one. I thought you said when it hits number one.
Well, I said anything from three up.
Oh, we're number four.
Know. Well, yeah. Okay. Half a bell.
All right, until we get in the top three, there's no bell.
All right.
Here's Jim with the weather.
Oh, okay. Hold, wait a minute. I got to dump the script.
Let me start it again. 3, 2, 1. Here's Jim with the weather.
Well, we had a morning of rather active weather around Chicago, even some hail in the northern and far southern suburbs. But for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We may see some storms develop well after midnight, probably in the pre-dawn hours. Low temperature by morning down to around 65. Then for tomorrow, just a chance of an isolated storm and a slight chance. Good day probably to dry out. High temperature, a cooler 77. Then on Thursday, some storms possible, lake breeze, high temperature 78. Friday, scattered storms, high of 84. Saturday, storms again in the forecast, high of 85. But no storms yet in Sunday's forecast, high of 83, but mostly cloudy. Currently, the sun's come back out. We've got a temperature of 80. Oh, I can't say that stuff.
Well,
I'll say it to you, but you can cut it. Currently mostly sunny, O'Hare 80, Midway 81, Lakefront 75, wind southeast at 3, and the water temperature 77. I probably should say mostly cloudy Sunday, but dry, high temperature 83. Gary?
All right.
All right, now you can take it and fix it.
Wow.
I don't think I'm worried about Sunday right now, but it says on this text, I was wrong. It's actually Falstaff that's not around anymore, not Blatz.
Got some beer experts in your crowd, I can tell.
Yeah. Did you, Bibble, say PBF instead of PBL?
PBL.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBR.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. My husband brought home two Lucy's of PBR the
really?
Other day.
What's a Lucy?
Just a can. I don't know where he bought them, because we were making bratwurst, and he just wanted...
I don't want to buy a whole six-pack. It's a waste.
Like, where do you buy Lucy's in the western suburbs? But he did.
Oh, that's an interesting word.
You never heard that for cigarettes. They use that for cigarettes in some neighborhoods where you buy a Lucy cigarette.
The only Lucy I know of was Lucille Ball.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, you're not hip.
No.
That you can buy a single cigarette in some neighborhoods.
See how easy it is to leave the wrong impression. When she says her husband came home with two Lucy's, I'm sitting here thinking, I got a picture of these.
Jim's got a big smile on his face.
This guy got away with that. Wow. This guy's a player.
What's going on in the suburbs?
Yeah.
All right, Jim, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Well, have a good day.
You too. Later on, I'm going to talk to the guy who owns this artificial turf company, RugZoom. After Lollapalooza, it was reported that they will have to replace $260,000 worth of turf that got trampled during Lolla because of the rain. And a few years ago, they had to replace, I think, the entire lawn of Grant Park to the tune of $1 million. And I've been talking about the beauty of artificial turf for a while now, and why not just put artificial turf in Grant Park, and then you're done. So I'll see what that might cost, and if that is possible, or if there are that many people trampling artificial turf, will it not sustain? Will it just kind of get all goofed up? It's for low traffic areas? I don't know, but I'll talk to a rep from RugZoom later on. Last night, being that there's nothing else on television, and if you're at home and looking around for something to watch, well, you probably landed on the Emmys. And I looked at the ratings in Chicago, and it did a huge number in Chicago. I'm assuming because of that it did a big number nationwide. You've got reruns still across all other channels, and you figure, well, what the hell? And I looked at that show, and I thought,
wow,
that seemed like a bad show to me. There were a couple moments, but not enough to sustain 3 hours.
Wasn't that one of the worst, like, in terms of energy and pacing and just...
I think all of these shows have, to me, ended up with the same kind of rhythm. And I don't understand you're up for an award. Most categories had 5 nominees, so you have a 20% chance of winning. That's a huge percentage. Why not have something prepared? 90% of these people got up there, I'm shocked, I didn't believe I'd... It wasn't as if you were walking down the street and they pulled you in and said, you have an award. They know for months that they've been nominated. There's a good chance you might win, so how about preparing something? That's just one section of why it was so bad.
That's the least of it.
I didn't see the opening monologue with Seth Meyers, but according to this Nina Metz from the Tribune, she was gaga for him.
Oh.
She claims, and I'll just read it as she wrote it, as master of ceremonies, first-time host Seth Meyers made it look easy, which isn't all that surprising. After more than half a decade delivering punchlines behind the desk at Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update and 6 months into his tenure as the host of his own talk show on NBC, Meyers delivered his monologue like a man who understood just how far to push the envelope, not very far, while still serving up legitimately funny material.
Wow. I didn't watch the same show.
Did you see the opening? Because it started at 7.
Yeah, but I recorded it.
Okay. And it wasn't?
It was very pedestrian. First of all, I don't know. She's from Chicago. He went to Northwestern. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they... Because we're in a class together.
Because, and then she's bragging about the Q&A session, I think. Or I may have read that somewhere else. But did you see that bit?
The Q&A with
Jon Hamm, and people came out in the audience. Did you see that?
Was that where, he would ask people something, or they'd raise their hand.
Yeah,
and he'd ask,
celebrities.
The celebrity would ask something of Seth.
Yeah, did you see that?
I saw that.
That was the most embarrassing thing
people
I've ever seen on television.
Are almost always funny that crashed and burned.
Yeah, I mean,
Stephen Colbert had this imaginary friend. I didn't get where that came from or why he did that.
And that went way too long. He didn't do himself any favors.
But they all get up there with this material that is awful, and I'm thinking this is the Mecca. This is where entertainment is born and nurtured and fed, and they can't get up there and do a couple minutes of anything that's good. Jay Leno comes out. Why he was there, I don't know. He looked like he was either upset, angry still, or something.
Did. That's exactly
and
correct.
And he looked like he just got out of bed, came and delivered one line and read the nominees, and that was it. That was very clumsy.
His hair was all disheveled.
He probably rode his motorcycle, his 1958 Indian motorcycle in.
He looked very tired and very just not.
So why was he there? I don't know.
Well, why? NBC. They must have thrown him a bone.
But the bone was, they told him to get out.
Well,
that was the bone.
Well, that's where they threw him
he
a bone.
He got the bone all right in the wrong place. There's no bone to throw. Just leave him alone now. And why he's unhappy, he's got $300 million in the bank. I'll tell you what, if I have $300 million in the bank and I'm unhappy, punch me. That's not a reason to be unhappy.
He's an entertainer.
All right, well then he can still do, and I'm sure he still does, these shows around the country. Probably goes to Vegas and all these other casinos and still... As he said, hey, I live on my stand-up money. I put on a Tonight Show money in the bank. Yeah, because you have so many kids to put through college.
And Weird Al Yankovic,
okay.
We had this discussion about him last week.
I know Leslie is a big fan, and he's done something that hasn't been done in 50 years, a number one comedy album
that
he just released.
Comedy album? Is that really considered a comedy album?
He's doing
a parody?
Parody songs.
So that's
okay, well,
album.
What else would you call it? It's not R&B.
I guess.
So he comes out and he does some parody songs to some popular TV shows. And now I haven't paid attention to Weird Al in a long time. And was it just me or does this guy not have a voice at all?
They must really do something in the studio to his voice because he was first of all, talk singing, but he could even project.
All right. Well, let's let you be the judge here. Let's play some of it.
Madmen, madmen, watch these admin do their thinking while they're stinking drunk. John Hamm's never won an Emmy. Oh, who cares? He's still John freaking Hamm. Her lip is quivering.
Quiver, 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 quiver.
It's not because she's cold. It's because she just loves the president. Remember the sky he was in? Ghost.
Scandal.
Homeland. Standing in a maze, making out with terrorists. Beautiful woman, ugly crying. And Nigo Montoya grew a beard. Homeland.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. It's my family.
Hey, hey.
My big little dude.
Hey, hey.
Couple of the gay guys.
Hey, hey.
That's why it's modern.
Dragons galore and some food.
This is how I sing in the shower.
This is.
But not on a stage in front of millions of people.
This is embarrassing to listen to. I have nothing to do with it. I'm embarrassed for this guy. Wow.
If you miss a big scene,
listen to his voice.
I am. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean,
Dot FM.
You paid attention.
Come on in here.
Bibble doing a reference nobody got, but Bibble. Come on in here.
Tell him Leslie to get in.
He's taking a page out of Kevin Matthews' book. Anybody walking down the hall. Hey, what are you doing? How are you?
Because this is her guy.
Shh, he's singing.
Time, George. Type as fast as you can.
What are the chances that a majority of the audience would know all of these shows? I don't want...
I mean, that's kind of the funny part of this, is that these
really
are instrumentals.
You're not going to try to...
But the fact is, to really get a reaction, you'd have to know at least three of those shows, and I'm not seeing how they would all blend. If you're watching Mad Men, are you watching Scandal? I don't know. It's just...
You guys
very
are
few people.
Angry.
I am,
it was not funny.
If I'm not, then somebody else has to be.
All I know is that
it's
I am completely
job.
Vindicated on my anti Weird Al rant of last week, because this was embarrassing.
But
for
you
all
couldn't
of
hear.
All.
It was hard to hear. And if the payoff, which the only payoff is the lyrics, because he's mocking the shows in some way,
right?
Or
and Andy Samberg shows up, ha ha ha, as the kid from Game of Thrones. And...
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
but overall,
wow,
I didn't think it was a payoff pitch for him.
No, he has to. He needs to go away again for another 20 years.
All right, well,
dang, you people are
wait till
hard.
You hear Bibble go after Scott Stantis for drawing him as the battleship that he is. Al was delightful, it says on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Text. Delightful.
Okay.
All right, but a lot of the other stuff, if you saw it, was a disaster.
What about, what's her name, saying Colbert's name wrong?
Yeah, the woman who read his name as the
Gwen
winner.
Stefani couldn't say
Stephen
Colbert.
Colbert.
Colbert or whatever. Colbert.
You know, they do have rehearsals for these things,
that's
too,
true.
Which is just fascinating. When you get to that point, you can't even say the one name that you're supposed to get right.
In memoriam section, tell me if I'm misreading this. A lot of big stars died in this past year with very meaty careers. Why would Robin Williams merit a special clip portion and Billy Crystal coming out to give him props? Is it because he was the last guy to die in that bunch and it was the way he died? Because it made the other people look like, okay, you had a long career, but you didn't kill yourself. And we got Billy Crystal, who is known for his award show demeanor and popularity. So that combination we can't pass up. Because some of those other people, I thought, they merit a clip or two.
Well, and that's the sad thing with those, is where you get the audience during the Oscars, they do that.
They didn't applaud.
Where they would applaud. Okay, thank God. Because
they turned the mics off, I heard.
Oh, really?
Because some people would get applause and others got nothing.
And that's it.
So they just turned the microphones off.
Some poor set designer or costume creator gets nothing. Meanwhile, yeah, someone like a Robin Williams gets a resounding round of applause.
I mean, you could make a point that James Garner was a pretty big star.
That's what I was thinking.
Heck,
and there were some other people on the screen that had a really long, strong career. They could have used a few clips. Why was it just Robin Williams? That's what I'm saying.
Because I want to say the people were barking over the fact that at the VMAs, no reference was made to Robin Williams. And I'm thinking, why would it be? Because
They did a 15-second tribute.
They
showed
maybe
about
that was the thing.
10 photos.
Was that
he was
given short shrift? But that's what
right. He shouldn't
why would
be
acknowledged
at all in VMA award
one
shows.
Video. Don't worry,
over
be by happy.
Air. In VMA award shows. That's how I say it.
ACBY yogurt.
I think the biggest reason, too, is that Robin Williams was a Hollywood person. I think he had a lot of Hollywood friends, and so I think it was a bigger deal to the people in that room
than some of the other people. By showing the others and then just stopping and really giving Robin his tribute, it just seemed odd.
Did you see the picture? The picture was as big as the stage.
Yeah, but it seemed odd to me. But, of course, you know how I think. I like to burn incense and things. Maybe it's gone to my head.
And
too much smoke.
Well, not anymore, mister.
That's right. That is shut down.
Amy Poehler wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler's jumped a shark here. Yeah, she gave her brother a show. A really unfunny show.
Yeah.
That's kind of... Well, which kind of says Hollywood is just... kind of a bizarre little neighborhood anymore. Now that we are part of the future and understand interwebs, they're starting to look more and more podunk and way too insulated.
Well, these shows, if you overlap them, they all have about the same pacing. After you watch them, and I'm going to speak obviously just for myself, I don't know
it's
why
your
I watch
show,
them.
You're allowed to.
I don't know why I watch them.
But don't
after
you...
3 hours, I think, damn it, I wanted to practice my guitar, and I sat there and got hooked into this.
I felt the same way.
Because I could have learned Sweet Home Alabama in that 3 hours. Big wheels keep on turning.
But don't you also feel that...
Turn it down.
Is that what you get at home? Turn it down?
Well, when they're watching TV.
His wife just comes in and plugs
in. Neil Young don't need him around anyhow. Little
in
swamp rock.
Him, they love the governor. Are you getting that one down? Because that's a good riff.
Well, getting it down.
Because think about it. You can also then go into Kid Rock's all summer
that's
what
long. I'm going to learn his version, too.
Yeah. And then what about the David Caruso joke?
Seth Meyers did a David Caruso joke.
If this was 2004, maybe it works.
Is he on at all? Is that
show's
done,
off.
Right?
It's not even on.
Yeah.
And again, David Caruso's pretty creepy to begin with.
Oh,
that you would
that was set up only because
all.
Of Deborah Messing and
Jim
Alan
Parsons,
or whatever that guy's
Jim
name
Parsons.
Is. Can he win more often?
Wow.
Is there nobody else that can win in that category?
I mean,
this guy.
I watched that show.
Since Kelsey Grammer retired from the awards show.
I watched that show, but he doesn't deserve to win 3 or 4 years in a row. I mean, he's
not in
very
the company
good.
That he was in.
No. I mean, and did you see the very end? Matthew McConaughey could not believe he didn't win.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Well, because, you know, he was in the category, and it was clear that it was going to be a Breaking Bad sweep here because it was the end of the run. And so they gave it to the best supporting actor from Breaking Bad. They gave it to the best supporting actress or lead actress, whatever she was, for Breaking Bad. They gave it to one of the directors. So, I mean, it was clear what was going on. So how are you not going to give it to Cranston? But I think McConaughey figured that I am an Oscar winner.
Well,
here.
There is one
and
category.
I'm doing you a favor by coming to your little Emmy show.
That and Julia Roberts probably had the same feeling.
Exactly.
I'm doing television now, so give me the award. I mean, I'm a movie star, and then she didn't win.
Yeah.
This movie, The Normal Heart.
Yeah.
It's an AIDS movie, and there was a category. There were, I think, 6 nominees. 5 of them were for this movie, and they didn't win.
Ooh, ow.
Out. Yeah. That hurts.
And she got all blonde for the occasion.
Yeah.
Besides.
Well, a lot of us are realizing that that's the way to go.
Right.
I made that point of that to my wife. See?
What's that?
Julia and I both went blonde.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. McConaughey lost a ton of weight, too.
It's even more from when he... Because he had
just,
lost...
I'm
oh, okay.
Just bringing up weight loss.
All right. Gary Meyer on .fm. You can text or phone me, 312-521-8600. A week from today, that tech guy, Dan Fedor, is that how you pronounce his name? Yeah, Dan Fedor. He's coming back with some, I believe, some Verizon people to give away things. One of the things he's going to give away, and he'll have several. When he was here last time, he showed this clip that he has on the back of his smartphone. So when you're holding the phone, and I think all of us, no matter if we have a smart or semi-smart phone, when you're holding those things, there's not a lot to grip, and often they fall somewhere to the ground in between your seats and your car. This is a clip that attaches, and you can hold it a lot easier. It has some kind of little indentation there where you can just hold it up with your fingers in the clip, and you got some kind of balance with it.
And you can set your phone up upright, like a picture frame.
Right.
Did you stick your fingers, like your 2 fingers in there?
Whatever amount of fingers you can get in there.
Yeah.
It's some kind of clip. Anyway, he's got some of those to give away, and we're going to give away another phone in the process. So that's a week from today, and I'll pinpoint the time as we get through this week. Robots are taking over, and here we go again. Royal Caribbean would like to make the liquor, beer, intake process even easier by removing conversation and eye contact from the equation. Their newest cruise ship, top of the hour already? Well, that was a fast hour. 4 o'clock. The impressive Quantum of the Seas will come equipped with a bionic bar. All robot bartenders, all the time. To order a robot-made drink, the user enters their request on a tablet. Then the robot, which is more of a gigantic robot arm, will mix the drink. 2 arms work at once on different drink orders. Then the cocktail is delivered to the patron. Sometimes a human will assist, but the robots will be doing most of the work. Passengers can order just about anything they want. It's a single arm, and it will get the ice, the mints, and the lemons, and it will squeeze them and shake them. How about that?
What's going to happen to our mixologists? We're going to lose that as a job title.
That's great that we have this technology, but I have been beating the drum, and pretty soon a robot will be beating the drum for me on how these things are taking over. When you look at the self-checkout lines and all these other things, that means jobs are being lost.
Okay, so with that, have you been watching the Cadillac commercial where they show the car?
Talked about that.
And the dancing robot arms?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, imagine working for Cadillac. It's like, there's your future right there.
I had that discussion, I think, with Tom Skilling, how that really is frightening that they're highlighting these robots in their commercials. Like, see, a robot made your car.
Uh-huh.
That's good, isn't it? Although the big three put themselves in the corner 35, 40 years ago. When those cars were not put together right, I remember hearing these stories where they would do things because they owned the market. They'd put a bottle in a wheel well or something and thought that was funny.
Right.
I remember I had an Oldsmobile Cutlass, and the air conditioning went out and brought it in. They found a ping pong ball blocking some passage on the air conditioning unit. How the hell would that get in there? So they would, make things break so they would have to go back to the dealer and then they could charge you for all that?
Oh my God, I hope that wasn't.
Well, then the Japanese got in and gave them a wake-up call. So
that's ironic because Japanese usually play ping pong. And yet no ping pong.
They do?
They're
known for their ping pong.
Oh, table tennis is huge.
Prowess? I thought that was the Chinese.
Isn't it all of Asia?
Okay, let's just throw them all in the group.
Well, I thought it was big.
Asians like to play ping pong.
No,
the name, it must be ping pong.
Ping pong.
That's a name. That's like John Smith
yeah.
Here. You know my son, ping pong?
Of course.
So they invented it. I get it. Okay. But all these robotics taking jobs away. You want a bartender that's just a robotic arm? I need somebody to drown my sorrows. 312-521-8600. Who's going to listen to me?
You would be turned off by that?
Well, you go to a bar and there's a big arm behind the bar. Just
how much do you really talk to your bartender?
I don't talk to them at all.
Of course,
that's not the point. I just the fact that they're back there. Plus, a lot of times if it's real crowded, you can never get their attention. Maybe
exactly.
All right. Well, now here's their wake up call.
And they could probably have those arms. They can do that whole juggling thing.
Like in Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, so we could even get the show if we wanted.
Where's my Tom Collins? And if you aren't getting the right drink, who do you complain to? What happens if the drink is wrong?
Well, it probably listens to you.
Sure it does.
Did you ever go to a restaurant now that don't even really have paper? You're talking about you order this on a tablet? Have you gone to restaurants where they don't even have paper menus anymore? They just have tablets like that?
Right, and happened the other night. Hey, can we see the dessert menu? They brought an iPad.
Yeah.
There's your dessert.
Isn't that the freakiest thing?
And that's starting to get all electronic, too.
I've seen that quite a bit. I don't like that.
Why do you care about that?
Well, because it's hard to...
Scroll?
Because I like to look at everything. And then you have to keep going.
Go to a Greek restaurant, one of these coffee shops, where they've got 500 items on the menu. Yeah, then you got to keep scrolling. Their menus are 14 pages long. They have everything.
Oh gosh, they still. And then even on the back, they have the specials. With the paper clip.
Yeah.
For Friday.
Well, that's going all electronic.
Yeah, but we went to this one restaurant and they sat down and here's your menu, and then they brought another separate tablet for desserts later. But the whole
how many
menu,
times do you think they're going to get ripped off with these? Somebody's going to just grab one and run.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Well, I would.
Wow.
You know how people are.
I mean, just think about some restaurants 30, 40 years ago, their menu used to be your placemat.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
And now you're handed a computer for your menu. I'm sure for them it's a lot easier because they can go in and change it and move.
Right. I'm sure it's a cost.
Yeah.
Measure
items.
Where they don't have to print these things out. And they get really gross, too. You see all these stains on them.
But
that eliminates. Although these iPads,
think about
they're going to get gree on those.
Think about all the fingerprints that are going to be on those. Yeah,
they're not going to boil those every night.
But
here's a text. Great, more stuff to give away, but never deliver. Now, everybody's getting their stuff. We had a transitional time a few weeks ago where some stuff was on a delay as far as getting out there, but we're all caught up. In fact, the other day, remember that guy who won the phone several weeks back and didn't get it? And so we got a hold of him and said, hey, we're sorry. Craig called the other day, got his phone.
Got his phone.
Yeah. It's all set. All this stuff is caught up now. Just waiting for some people to come and get their crucifixes.
Well, that all fell in that area, too, when we were on vacation, so there wasn't a lot.
Yeah, all right. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, you will get it. You will get it. I have the crucifixes in my office. If you want a crucifix, it's waiting for you. In fact, the guy who won the crucifix for the caption contest, he called and said to Craig, hey, I heard my name. I want my crucifix. We got it. Let's come on down and get it. We can't mail it out. It's too heavy. And I don't want to lose that in the mail. But you're going to get your stuff.
Plus, you didn't have...
Because a robot is here right. Putting that in an envelope, whatever that is.
But this is something you're getting for free. So how do you know when you should get it? You didn't have it before.
All right, but so four or five, 6 weeks go by, that's too long.
Well, that's too long. I would say 2 weeks is...
Heck, I've taken people to Maui and never got a thank you note, so I'm not expecting anything. No, they want it. That's what it's all about. You win it, and you want to get it within a relatively short amount of time.
But I think
6 weeks was too long.
No, 6 weeks is long.
Too
long. 2 weeks.
I always hated that one as a kid. I would order something.
Oh.
My God, where did they have to send this from? This is when we were making stuff in this country. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Where's it coming from? I thought we had jets and things that brought mail.
I mean, I remember ordering my Bazooka Joe batting glove.
Yeah.
Sending in 5 bazooka things, and that said 4 to 6. I said, baseball, Little League was over. I got the batting glove, and
how
I had no more
it
games.
Take?
It took 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6.
And our whole season was only like 2 months. By the time I got the batting glove, season was over.
I never got my Woody Woodpecker decoder ring.
Never got it. Never got it.
I waited every day. Go to the mailbox. Where's my Woody Woodpecker decoder ring? And some stuff just never made it. But I don't know if I had anywhere to complain to. It was probably on the back of a cereal box.
Right.
There's no number there. They knew you're not going to follow up because there's no way to follow up.
You're going to call Battle Creek, Michigan?
Exactly.
Call Kellogg's.
All those cereals were made. Yeah. Battle Creek, Michigan. That's long distance. I can't call there.
The only reason I remember that is because I did order the full set of the Tony the Tiger 3D baseball cards. And they had to send that to Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah.
And I thought that was in another world. It sounded strange.
Why would it take 4 to 6 weeks to get from Battle Creek, Michigan?
It's 2 states away.
Right, it's a ferry across the lake. Get a ferry to bring it over.
Well, I have to say that today it does seem that mail does move a lot quicker.
Yeah, because they have less of it now. They've abused it. And now people have found other ways to communicate, so they're not mailing.
But for those of us,
your package will get there in about 12 hours.
Yeah, for those of us who still use it, I mean, I'm sending stuff, and people go, yeah, I got your card. I'm like, I sent it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. How did you get it this morning?
It's either that, or it still takes 8 weeks sometimes to go 200 miles. It's either 12 hours or 8 weeks. There's no in-between.
But, man, I have been shocked at how quick the mail is. I mean, usually it would always take 2 or 3 days, and now it's within the next morning, people say, oh, yeah, thanks. I was like, wow.
Yeah, because, again, it's just Restoration Hardware and Victoria's Secret catalogs and your envelope.
And yet they're losing $2 billion a year, some crazy numbers.
Well, it is. How much is it for a stamp? They have those forever stamps, so I don't
know. Yeah, I don't even know.
40-some cents,
45,
right?
45, 47.
45 cents to put something in a box, and they'll take it across the country.
Right.
45 cents. Should have thought of that years ago. This isn't going to make it.
The business model just
45 cents.
But, you know, now that you say that, think about that. How come it cost me 45 cents to send it to California and 45 cents to send it 5 blocks?
Doesn't matter. It's still 45 cents.
But
you can't buy a Lucy for that.
No, I understand. But
45 cents.
But shouldn't I only spend 20 if I'm sending it in?
You should be going 45 cents even to take it 4 blocks? 45 cents.
It is amazing.
That's why there are $3 billion in debt.
Yeah.
I mean, should have figured this out years ago.
And everybody complains when it goes up a penny. How can a stamp be 47 cents now?
How much has it gone up in the last 25 years? 20 cents, maybe?
Look at a stick of gum.
Oh.
How much gum has gone up? You don't need gum.
And just a reminder, it says in this text, to pick up the prizes during the week, not on the weekend. Now, don't come here like that Matt, the trivia guy, dealer. Saturday. He's yelling at the security people, where's my crucifix? They tasered him, and they carried him out like luggage. They strapped his arms and legs together in the back, and they carried him out like luggage.
And then, like I said, I got a desperate email from him. Please, I'm in the hallway.
Saturday.
If you get the next half hour, call me. I can't get my crucifix. Yeah. Who should I call?
Craig told him that he'll leave the crucifix with somebody from the game. And the game, I mean, they
can't count on those
guys. They don't know.
They're watching sports.
Sports and religion is the last thing they're thinking about.
They're putting together fantasy football
right.
leagues.
Right. Their religion is Bears. Hawks.
Cubs.
That's what they worship.
Sox.
They worship the win and loss columns. They don't care. And so then he stood in the lobby while they tried to track down somebody from some producer. What was his name?
Brady.
Brady.
Brady and then Charlie.
Charlie
with the intern.
They were looking for a crucifix like it was some Indiana Jones movie.
And then wasn't he saying that they didn't even know what the .fm was? He had to explain that to the security guards?
Security people were not familiar with WGN.fm.
Yeah.
They weren't familiar with WGN AM.
And it's 5 feet from them.
And they're, right. They're 5 feet away from the studio. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's not their bag.
Yeah. Well, they don't really work for the Tribune. Before, the people that were
the security,
people were from
this is an outsourced company.
Yeah. So,
but I'm going to guess that they're not listening to WGN AM, FM, UM, DM, BM.
I bet you they don't even know that this is a newspaper as well, that there's a newspaper for sale anywhere here.
Why do you say that?
I just don't think that they care.
How many people do care about newspapers? Don't indict them.
No, I just mean
they're not caring about newspapers.
I don't think they even know what's going on in the building. Is my point? Like what even?
What is going on, really? I don't think. And don't blame them. A lot of people working here don't know. So don't just throw them on a pile of I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, how could you not know? Well, I mean, really, they should. How would they know about FM?
Post office is in the hole because of their pension deficit. That's true.
Yeah,
these pensions. Although,
well, that's why the car companies are in trouble too.
Didn't people pay into those pensions? Isn't it their money? Isn't it?
Well, certainly. But now, if you're making $2 billion less because you're not selling as many stamps,
I know. But where's their money that they put in for their pension or anybody's pension?
You don't understand, Gary. That money's not in here. That's in Mr. Thompson's house.
Right.
That's Mr. Frank's, Mr. Smith's pension.
Right.
You're going to get your pension 40 years from now.
Right. It's in a Las Vegas junket that they took. Jerk off. Matt?
I don't think he got that reference, Bibble.
All right, here is... I got it, Matt. You're not the only guy that knows trivia. This is the guy that's wandering around the lobby looking for his crucifix, and he's giving me grief on a Saturday.
Gary, they did not taser me. They just sprayed me with a little mace.
That's fine. Cool. As a lot of listeners seem to want to do when you call. I don't know why there's that much anger. We all have to just chill. We've got almost championship little league team.
Almost.
Let's embrace that.
And listen, Double, don't you be dissing out for Matthew Yankovic.
Oh, God.
You like that performance last night?
I didn't see it, but he is quite talented. I've seen him live years ago. He's incredibly talented.
All right. He obviously has some talent because he's made this career last for about 35 years. But last night, I didn't get... Uh-oh, there's your... Time to take your medication, Matt.
real funny.
I know. Thank you.
Now, wait a minute. You were talking about beers. First of all, I had to straighten out though. I was going to call up and tell you it's PBR, Jim.
Okay, I know.
He said PBS or
PBS, PBL.
PB&J or something.
It's traditionally known as Redneck Rocket Fuel. And by the way, there are two beers that were made right here in Chicago that have disappeared, more is the pity. The North Side beer was Meisterbrau, and the South Side beer was Drury's.
Meisterbrau was the sponsor, that guy who did all nights on WGN AM, and he appeared to be, when I listened to him, because my father had it on in the car.
Oh, yeah, what was
the Meisterbrau Hour? Franklin McCormick,
that.
And he sounded like he was drunk half the time, and it turns out, I think Meisterbrau would just load up the studio every week with Meisterbrau, and he just, well, why not? It's here.
Hey,
Meisterbrau, WGN Hour, I'm Franklin McCormick.
There's the handlebars.
It was a hometown beer. It was brewed on the north side, and there was Drury's brewed on the south side. And they've both bitten the big one.
Meister Brau is no longer available?
Not that I've seen in about 30 years, no.
What was the other one you mentioned?
Drury's.
Drury's?
Drury's, yeah.
Yeah, they used to brew it on the south side. And there was also Ballantine Ale, which I guess back in the 50s and 60s, that was a sponsor of the Cubs. Because I think Jack Brickhouse used to, you know, do spots for Ballantine Ale. But and that was brewed here, too. But those have all gone the way of all things.
How does your crucifix look? Do you have it up?
I haven't got it up yet. It's funny. My best friend, the first thing he said, he's kind of right-wing. And the first thing he said was, dude, that looks satanic. It doesn't look right.
Satanic? Yeah. How does that look satanic? It's Jesus on the cross.
That's what I said to him. He was like, well, look at the eyes and look at the hands. I'm like, dude, it's artistic. It's, you know. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, hey, you want to sell me that?
Yeah.
I want to buy it from you. I was like, for what? Because his daughter is, you know, very religious, kind of fundamental religious. He's like, I'd like to give it to my daughter for a birthday present. I'm like, you just 5 minutes ago you were telling me it was satanic. Now you want to buy it off me.
To tell the story.
CustomSteel.art. How great a art can be. I know, CustomSteelArt.com. I'm drunk just listening to this guy.
That is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start?
Yep. Yep.
With her first hello, she gave a meaning to this empty world of mine.
He would read this on the air like this,
right?
Yeah. This is part of the show. Yeah,
yeah,
it's not some he put out a recording things he likes to talk about. This is from the show.
Yeah.
How did you dig that up that quick?
It's on the internet.
No, I've got it. We had a,
what?
I had a file on it.
You have a file on him. Oh, yeah. I have a file like the FBI on this guy.
No, we played it one time, and so I kept it. So
okay.
If we ever needed
it. But it has to be out there if you just looked it up somewhere, right?
Well,
anybody
think,
could get it, right?
I think we may have gotten it from our archives.
No.
With very special things.
And then we played it one time when you brought this up, and I kept
with
it.
With angel songs.
From May 2012. Wild imagining. That's when we played it the last time.
But this is from...
Yeah, I don't know when we did it. This is Where Can I Be... This isn't this love story? Love song? Love story?
Anywhere I
Those
go.
Are the lyrics to the song from Love Story. Where do I begin to tell the
I'm
story?
Lonely.
This is that... Remember this song?
Well, then that had to be recorded like in the early 70s.
Yeah.
It sounds... To me, it has the tone of an obscene phone call. What are you wearing?
Ooh, Papa. That tickles my good.
Right.
He's always there.
I got an idea, Gary. Why don't you have Eddie read the same lyrics?
Yeah. Yes. I loved Ellie McGraw.
Where do I begin?
Yes. All right, Matt, get the hell out of here now. Thank you. 312-521-8600 is Where Do I Begin? You remember this guy? You're too young, but Leslie, but the guy was on all nights on WGN AM, and that's when... the station was the powerhouse.
Who was this?
Franklin
McCormick, back in the early 70s,
reference.
Late 60s.
Well, because you talk about, he's the one who drank.
Who drank.
Okay.
Yeah, Windmills.
Windmills.
Handlebars.
Shut up. Windmills. Robots. Robots.
By the way, kudos to you. Not once.
Thank you.
You made,
thank you.
It sounded like you were really overemphasizing it.
I was. Robots are taking over the bartending jobs on the Royal Caribbean and their ship Quantum of the Seas. That's good news. I wish I had a robotic bartender in the studio when I was on the air.
So this is the love story theme, I think.
The post office pension problem is the government requires them to fund pensions 50 years in advance.
Wow.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Of how great a love can be. The sweet love story that is older than the sea.
The days when there was only AM and FM and you could get away with this kind of stuff. Of course, he was on all nights. Not much damage to do.
So he was sort of a forerunner to Eddie, then, right?
forerunner by, I don't know, about 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who did overnights before Eddie came here? Do you know?
I don't know.
Someone had to have done overnights, right?
And Eddie was at WIND in those years.
Right. That's what I mean. I wonder who was doing it here.
So what if you just start reading lyrics? We could, like, Fancy by Iggy Azalea or something like that.
Who dat?
Remember when Steve Allen was making fun of rock and roll?
They would just read lyrics from rock songs,
yeah,
right?
Like, Be Bopalula.
Right.
She's My Baby.
Hello, Goodbye. Hello, Goodbye.
A Womp Bopaluba, a Womp Bamboo, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy.
You say hello, I say goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
I don't know why you say
hello. When I say goodbye, I guess if you break them all down, they all,
pretty bad.
For the most part, sound pretty stupid.
Well, look about when William Shatner did, you know, Lucy in the Sky. I mean, he pretty much did
with
break it down.
Plasticine porters and looking glass ties.
And marmalade skies.
Leslie, you want to get an early start? Because I know when it gets towards 4:30, you start to panic.
I do.
I got to get back to Kansas.
Get a little itchy.
Gary Meyer on the 50-million-watt streamliner. Apparently, Letterman had a line about the Little League World Series. I didn't hear this, but on this text it says, I watched the Little League World Series and South Korea beat Chicago, but those Cubs tried really hard. good. 312-521-8600.
Did you see any ratings on what that game was? The Sunday game?
I had heard prior to that game, the ratings had been sky high.
Because the Cubs were on Sunday. There was a Cub game against that on television. So
I'm going to take a guess and say that the Little League game beat it.
I just love to have known what the breakdown was.
Was the Little League game on?
It was on Channel 9.
Oh, it was on Channel 9.
And they were on Channel 7. So, I mean, it was.
Okay, I can look that up.
Pretty much the same time, too. Because the Little League game started around 2 or so, and the Cub game had already been on.
And somebody requested a little bit of Shatner doing Mr. Tambourine Man. He put out an album with.
Oh, yeah, he did Lucy in the Sky, and that was a huge album.
Yeah, a cover of about a dozen songs,
yeah.
And it sounded something like this.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
What would be the point of putting this album out? Who would buy this, go home, and put it on and go, yeah. And that's when oil was cheap, and we burned, because they have oil and vinyl.
Right.
And they figured, what the hell, we don't care.
Oh, they used to put anything out on an album. There was a
were
time
we that
there.
Star for entertainment where we'd pretty much pick over anything?
Well, he was coming off his fame on
Star Trek. This?
Oh, this. Well, now it's taken on kind of cult status because it's
yeah,
like
but
kitschy.
That wasn't the intention
no,
initially.
This was supposedly, yeah.
This guy's going to sell a million records.
Yeah, but wasn't MacArthur Park a big hit with Richard Harris?
Yeah, but
and
that
was kind of like this, wasn't it?
No.
No? Wasn't he sort of talk singing like...
No.
MacArthur Park is melting in the dark?
No. No, no, no,
no.
No. That's a Jimmy Webb classic.
I know that, but wasn't Richard Harris
pull
kind
it up.
Of...
He was singing on that.
Really? Like singing? I thought
sing
it was,
singing,
I thought
which
it was,
is where you should be with
like a talk
shower mate right now.
I thought it was a talk singing kind of thing.
No. No, that was a song. It was huge.
Yeah. It was number one song, wasn't it?
I'd be insulted if I were A, Richard Harris,
really?
B, Jimmy Webb. Yes.
Wow. Wow, I didn't mean to be.
In fact,
I just thought it was in that same kind of vein.
It was the first time a song of that length got played on pop radio.
So that predated Hey Jude?
And then I think, yeah, the Beatles saw that and said, we want Hey Jude to be 1 second longer than MacArthur Park, and that's why Hey Jude is the length it is.
All those na-na-na-nas.
Let's stretch it out.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead.
Okay, this doesn't sound a little like that. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
No. You know who did a really good job of singing this? Will Lee from Paul Schaefer's band.
Yeah, when he did it recently.
On Letterman's show a few weeks back. Jimmy Webb on keyboards. And why did they do it? There was some tie-in. Was it the anniversary of the song coming out? They tied into something. That's why they did it.
No, I think what happened was that in commercial or sometime in rehearsals, Paul Schaefer was saying, because it's a long song.
That's what we just discussed.
Yeah, and so Paul Schaefer was saying, we're going to learn that.
That's funny. We just went through a whole thing, and that's why the Beatles did Hey Jude.
Well,
it's a long song. I have a keen eye for the obvious.
Well, because I'm telling you, in the form of this story, it's a long song.
But they wouldn't do it on the show of that.
And so Schaefer said, we're going to learn that for the commercials, because they play
during the commercial
and
break.
And so
yeah.
Letterman said, well, why can't you play it on the show? And he and Paul said, well, it's like 7 minutes long. And so Letterman said, who cares? Let's just do it.
And they did.
And so they did it. So it was just because at this point, Dave's like, free form, baby.
Should have been that way the whole time.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
What actually made him successful was that kind of, I don't give a damn, I'm going to do it the way that I want to do it. And Will Lee, just to point out, will be in Chicago with the Fab Four, Chicago Theater in November.
And that's a greatest hit show, right?
They're not doing an album?
I don't know. Do you know?
I'm not sure.
No.
Anyway, if you like to see Beatles music done by people who get every breath right, it's the Fab Four.
I mean, that's...
And this is singing. Pull this up a little bit.
Wait, let me go back.
Okay, I got to ask. Shut that down a second. I'm getting several texts here. Monday's show is playing on TuneIn.
Uh-oh.
And I got another one and said, why is the show over? And I didn't understand what they meant.
Uh-oh.
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Look at this. Yeah. Look. I'm looking in the other room.
We are 4 feet from them.
And they are having a discussion about who knows what.
And don't know we're on.
NASCAR, the Little League championship game.
How they couldn't get a Jackie Robinson
are
T-shirt.
Are we on, or is Monday's show playing right now? I'm getting several texts that Monday's show is playing. I had to wave my arms to get their attention. Now that frightens me.
Because that's one of the guys is the guy that hits the button.
I'm sorry if some of this is distracting because it comes in. I can't vet it any other way because we're going to talk for a half hour.
And
if a half hour goes by and something screwed up, I want to know that it can get fixed now. Right?
Is he right?
Yeah, if I see something happening on the wing, I'm not going to wait and another 20 minutes and tell the pilot then.
Now, we should say that sometimes texts have been inaccurate, and sometimes they have been right on.
Yeah, but I can't.
You don't know.
I can't vet any other way.
Because that one day when the station was off for a half hour, you were getting texts saying,
So what am I going to do, not say anything? I wanted to know then. Kreef, what's your assessment? Kreef is assessing.
Still checking.
Great.
Now, what's Bobby doing? He's laughing. You're the guy that hits the button.
Well, Bobby is an engineer, Bobby Ferguson, but he's playing something else. He's working on something else, right? What's he engineering? An overthrow of the government, probably.
I literally just pulled it up on the app, and you're talking about whether or not the show is on the air.
Okay,
so,
good.
Okay. All right. I apologize, but if I don't, what am I going
to
do?
I'm sorry, but I had to wait for the 30-second ad before the stream actually starts before I could tell you.
Yeah, well, they're not going to give anything away for free. Totally.
So that's
says here. Let me read this. Finally installed TuneIn today, and it's totally better than the GN setup. Can pause and rewind. Was hoping that it had a mute feature for the Bibster.
Oh, nice.
But no dice. As far as WGN.FM, That's what he's saying there, or she's saying, because it's not buffering as much. A lot of people prefer the TuneIn app because of that.
Which is probably why the show trends so well.
On TuneIn as opposed to iHeart. iHeart does well, too. But TuneIn seems to be the one. On right now on iHeart.
What, number one?
Well, it's on.
Oh, on.
Now, I think this is my brother in California.
Oh, texting you?
Yeah. Or is this, I hear you, brother. It's something like that.
Could
something like
be
that.
Your
it's
real
kind of
brother?
A bro thing.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, it could be that. These things are scrolling
is
so fast.
Is it Bratha?
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 Taxi driver Bob.
Yeah, your comments are just fine on iHeart. I don't know. I've been using iHeart ever since you.
Is it today? Is it today's show? That's the thing.
What's that?
Is it today's show? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, hold up the newspaper.
It's original live, you know, right at the minute your show for Monday, for Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's coming through just fine. I don't know. I mean, it's weird that they would be playing the previous day's show.
I know it sounds weird, but after that incident last week where I wasn't even on for a half hour, I got to jump on as soon as I see these texts. Now, don't start trying to screw with me, because I'm going to have other people do a safety net. I'm not reading every text. Oh, I'm on, I'm off, I'm on, I'm off. Oh, they're playing Friday's show.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, Keith seems like a nice guy and all, but I don't know. I mean, as far as getting guests together or to come on the show and being on top of stuff, I don't know.
Oh, great. That's going to help a lot. What's the guest thing got to do with it? I'll mention a guest. He implements it.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel like the show could use a few more guests. I mean, you know, you don't have to have guests on all the time, like the other show where there were guests coming on. I don't know. You always went with fewer guests than most of the shows, which I was okay with. But I don't know. I could see going with a couple of guests, three or four guests per show, or maybe two guests per show.
What, are you working for management now?
No. I'm just kidding.
How do you feel about incense?
You can take it the way you want it. I don't know. I'm just a cab driver. Hey,
take it the way I want it. The way I want it is, oh, the show could use a few more guests. How am I going to take that? But up the you-know-what.
You know, I don't know. I'm just giving input a little bit. I don't know. I thought you were always open to that kind of stuff. I love your show. I wouldn't be listening to it. And, you know, I have it set there every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7.
Oh, he's tap dancing.
Right on money on your show.
Hey, taxi driver Bob, I was totally against the Ultra, whatever that service is. But
yeah, the Lyft, the Uber.
The Uber.
Uber.
The Ultra Uber. But I'll go with it if this keeps up.
By the way, with that Uber thing, the governor just totally, oh, man, I tell you, between the governor and the mayor of Chicago, the two biggest, I have nothing but bad to say, but, you know, it's why should we as cab drivers have to go through all these expenses? Like, I pay the city of Chicago $75 a month just to go into Chicago. And then $4 to pick up a fare every time I pick up a fare at the airport. Does Uber have to pay that? No. Every time they pick up a fare at O'Hare, they don't have to do that because they got regular license plates on their vehicles. UberX does.
Okay, I don't know that whole situation.
Licensing and everything else.
Why is it important to let this service into the city? I don't understand. Is there a
just saying, you know, the governor said he vetoed the bill. What did he veto it today or whatever?
Yesterday.
Whatever he vetoed it yesterday, and he said that that he wants to let the marketplace call the shots rather than the state of Illinois. Okay, so you know, then fine, let all the cabs in Chicago and all the suburban cabs, all the drivers now no longer have to get chauffeur's licenses. They no longer have to get commercial insurance. Every year I got to get 4 safety lane inspections on my car. I got to go to 4 different towns to get licensing done with chauffeur's licensing, physical exam, drug testing, all this, you know.
Why are they letting this service get a pass? I don't understand why.
I don't know why, but all, you know, all of that stuff that I have to do increases my cost of business.
And you're taking it out on me. Why don't you get more guests?
I wish Bob wouldn't do so many slow stops. I think he should stop at the light. I think he's doing a lot of gliding stops.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert, but I would prefer a solid stop as opposed to a gliding stop.
Are all those Uber cars the one with the pink mustaches? Is that
that's a different one. What the hell is that thing? Whatever it is, I don't know.
You want to ride a pink mustache? I'll give you a pink mustache right here.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure a few people would like to ride a pink mustache, but, you know, whatever.
Okay, getting back to this complaint of you want more guests, what kind of guests would you like?
Some good ones. I mean,
really? Because I was going to book a bunch of crappy ones. That's my goal.
No, you know,
try to mix the crappy with the good ones.
Yeah.
I know you know very interesting people, good people. You know, we don't want the dreck on there. We don't want, just run-of-the-mill kind of hokey guests like they have on the AM 720. They'll put anybody on with Bill and Wendy. You know, it's disgusting.
Okay, what guests do you want me to have, Bob? What? Give me an idea. Throw out a name.
I always like you with the comedy guy,
Richard Lewis.
Yeah, he's always good with you on the show.
Maybe
you know,
Tom Dreesen.
Maybe the guy from the Eagles that you were with
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, you're friends with him. You know, some real good, interesting people that we hear from that you're friends with, or that you could, you know, get some connections to talk to. We'd love to. We'd love to hear it.
All right, I'll put it in the suggestion box.
You know, I don't know. I just figured I'd give my input, you know.
Yeah, you did,
not
Bob.
That it means anything, whatever.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
well, you
Bob.
Have a great day. Bye.
No more rolling stops.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I wish that Bob would turn on the meter right when I get into the car, because a lot of times they don't turn it on quick enough.
Wow. It's funny how Bob would call probably at least every other day, just...
Wow.
Happy as a clam at high tide, no problems, and then just boom.
Hoofa.
I think about four guests a show would be good.
He's got a number of guests. Maybe every quarter hour you might want to have a guest on.
Yeah.
Up your cume.
Yeah, let's start all that inside radio nonsense. Okay, I'll keep an eye out for some guests.
And basically he wants guests from 40 years ago. Can you call Joe Walsh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you. 312-521-8600. Lyft is the pink mustache.
Oh, Lyft, yeah, and Uber. Yeah.
And what's the deal on that? You can flag them down like a cab?
I think that's almost kind of like if someone's in the neighborhood, you call or you go online or something, and if someone's in the neighborhood, they come by and they pick you up.
Let's book an Uber driver as a guest.
How about Uber driver Tom?
Yeah. How about that, Bob? Would that make you happy?
And then we'll hear it from him how cool it is that he didn't have to pay any of those taxes that a cab driver does, or any of those kind of fees. He can just pick someone up. Isn't this awesome, dude?
Listen to this. It's today's show, you paranoid ass. Who were at Lollapalooza. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Paranoid Ass.
You don't know the people's names, right? On the text?
No.
No? So this is... pretty anonymous.
Okay, as I explained, if I get a number of comments that something might not be right, what am I going to do? Not address it? Because I was off for a half hour
and you did
and just kept going.
And you did get a number of them that said that.
A paranoid ass?
Paranoid
It was
ass.
The incense. That made me paranoid. But if you're just joining the program,
don't worry.
The memo came down, no candles, no incense, no bonfires in the offices. No punks.
It's against our lease.
It's all been tossed.
There will be no peace and love, peace and love. After the 26th, there will be no more incense.
Tossed.
You're tossed. If we see incense in your office, it'll be tossed.
I can't burn any snakes.
We are too busy.
I can't do any sparklers. All my pyrotechnics that I used to like to do in the office, done.
Not even a Roman candle for fun.
That was put on ice today.
Oh, and by the way, you can't burn your incense.
Right. And by the way, we're going to try to get the air conditioning fixed because it's been hot down there. And, oh, by the way, no candles and no incense.
Well, the nice thing is the air conditioning will get fixed in September when it starts to get cooler out. Next week.
Right, in about a month.
I mean, there won't be a need.
When they reconfigured the offices with the restaurant apparently got the air conditioning controls on their side of the wall, and it gets real hot in these offices. So, all right. Anything else? Let me know. 312-521-8600.
Any guests the next 2 hours?
At 5 o'clock, I'm going to have the Rug Zoom guy on to see if I can get artificial turf installed in Grant Park.
Another instant request. You want a guest?
Thank you.
Traxy? He's Traxy. Got one. Traxy? We got one for you. It's not Joe Walsh. That guy from the Eagles.
How about Carl from Plover?
There you go.
All Carl. Right, I'll call him tomorrow, see if he wants to talk. You're going to have a lot of guests to fill 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and I don't think there are a lot of guests that have the zip that you're looking for. I've had guests on. It's one of those things where some are good, but a lot aren't. Just because they wrote a book or whatever doesn't mean they're going to be good talkers.
You don't want to have Linda Blair on again?
Yeah. Linda Blair. How about this? The last few authors I did have on, I'll ask them something, and they'll tell me to buy the book. Well, okay, but I got to talk to you about something related to the book, right? I got burned a couple times on that.
Hey, all I know is Bob Surratt sauntered down the hallway during a break today, said how good the show was yesterday. He enjoyed it. He was actually tired from listening because
there's too much.
There was so much content. He was tired
there's
of
too
from
much,
listening.
Too much input from me and. And everybody else, and just to lay back and let silence take
Working
over for a while so you could all get a breather.
Working too hard.
Yeah, this isn't talk 6 minutes, take a break, talk 6 minutes. This is something else. I'm not opposed, though, to guests, and I do look for people that I think you might enjoy. But again...
But the guest for the sake of having a guest is not a good guest.
No. In fact, you look at the trade publications, and they're always running some kind of... This is something you should look at if you... are the host of a talk show. And one of the things I always mention, use guests sparingly because they know there aren't a lot of great people out there. Milt Rosenberg could get into that, but I don't think me talking to the mayor of Jerusalem is what you want. But that's his bag.
Would be interesting.
I would love to hear that.
Yes.
So, mayor.
So, Hamas. Talk to me.
Do you like it with vegetables? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's hummus. Then what am I going to talk to you about?
Well, we dash on to the phones. After these important, what do you call commercials?
Obligations.
Obligations.
The best time to get through
is when you hear somebody hang up.
Hang up, you call right away.
Then there should be an opening for you.
At,
all right. Good day.
Extension720.com.
Yesterday, as I was getting ready to leave, Pete McMurray, talk about guests, he has the... Why did you do that?
Because he has a million guests.
Yeah, well, if you're putting me up against Pete McMurray, I'm never going to...
Yeah. I mean, he's got...
I said that on the air when he would have guests. I said, this guy has more guests in a day than I've had in a year.
And I'm not saying it's bad, but he just has a million guests.
He likes guests. Yeah. Some people do.
Yeah.
He's got the...
He also likes alcohol. I've caught that listening to his show.
Drinking on the air?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Meisterbrow Hour with Pete McMurray. Oh.
Picture a boat.
On a
river.
A river.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey,
play a song for me.
He had the principal of Fanger High School, right?
Oh, the one from the CNN show?
That woman? That principal. Right. Not a fake one from Fox.
No.
Because they'll put fake principals on. It's the real one.
But it was that woman, right?
CNN. That
Who's going to be our next mayor.
Chicagoland show. Was it Chicagoland? Was that what it's called?
Yeah, I think
series?
It was. Yeah. Right, the documentary.
So I wanted to go into the green room because I didn't know that's who was sitting in the green room, and then I heard on the speaker that's who he was going to have on. So I thought I'll go down there and say, hey, my father went to Fanger. I lived several blocks from Fanger. I swam naked
at Fanger
on the weekends at Fanger. They were already in the studio, but I thought, I feel like saying it.
So
I opened the studio door, and this is when you want a screen door.
Is this recently?
Last night.
Oh, I didn't hear you say last night.
Okay. So if there's a screen door, I could just yell on the screen door. But there's no screen door. So I open the door, and they're all sitting there, and they're in a commercial break. Pete sees me and goes, hey, what's going on? I go, I just want to say that I swam naked at Fanger, and they all looked at me.
Oh.
Now, I just saw Pete in the hallway, and he said he did bring it up during the show. Yeah.
Well, but she must have looked at you.
She
like,
did.
Yeah.
And she must know the history of the school.
No, not that far back. She's relatively new to that school. They don't know.
You might be giving her ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything like, old is new again.
Hey, how do I get the kids here?
Yeah, okay.
Says Liz Dozier.
Liz Dozier. Mayor Dozier.
Wes?
Hey, Gary West from South Bend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, talking about the guests on the show, no, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon with Taxi Cab Bob, but could you get Gilbert Gottfried on sometime?
Yeah, there's another one.
That's a stellar interview.
That was great, too.
Oh, yeah. Talk about bringing back some memories. What an a-hole that guy is.
When he goes to a radio station, he asks for jewel cases for CDs, if you have any extras, and something else he
water.
Has. Bottled water.
Bottled water. He wants to take it with him.
But, I mean, more than just for the moment he's sitting
there. No, he wants several bottles.
Like a six-pack of bottled water.
Yeah, to have all throughout the day, so he'll have to buy it. And he wants the jewel cases because...
So I asked Jackie Kennedy, where were you when John F. Kennedy was shot? So I said to Jackie Kennedy, do you remember where you were when JFK was shot? But I didn't guess that. He went into this weird thing because I had him on once at CKG. He answered every question with yes or no. Right?
Yeah.
And then when
that was only the last maybe 4 minutes, three minutes of the interview.
So then, dial up several years later, he comes on.
And it was funny when he did
the AM. And then Bibble, when we're getting ready to go on, mentions that to him, and he hadn't remembered it. So now he sits there, and it was yes or no when I would talk to him. And after about 10 minutes, there's nowhere else to go with that bit. So that's another interview I could not book again.
Yeah, but that was a classic moment. Whether it was uncomfortable
as a comedian,
or not.
He dragged it out a long
time. He did it on purpose, and I'm sure that he was actually relishing the fact that he was being kind of a jerk.
Here are a couple of suggestions. Have Svengoolie in again. Just have an EMT on call. I had him on, and a week later, or a few days later, he had a heart attack.
Yeah, literally a few days.
This is not easy. This is not for the squeamish. You come in, it's going to be tough,
and then he
had a grabber.
Huh?
You know, we did mention when he came in that...
Don't say he looked pale. That's makeup.
No. He seems a little sluggish. I remember he wasn't, because he's usually really quick.
Well, now we know why.
Yeah.
His rubber chicken was tightening.
Hey, your memo that's your pyrotechnics for no more. Did they address that? Did they kind of call you out, or did they just kind of put it out to the general populace that just from now on, everybody, and kind of keep it politically correct? I mean, that's what they do at.
No, they sent Dilbert sent an email to a number of people that have offices on the first floor, like me, that they're going to try to fix the air conditioning because we really don't have adequate air conditioning. And then he tagged on, oh, by the way, you can't burn incense or candles per our lease agreement. So that's the end of that. Okay. So I packed up my pinon.
Now, will you do those at home?
Yeah, I think I got it. I'm hooked.
Yeah, right. I'm
going to have an incense patch pretty soon because I'm totally into it.
How about your family? Do they like it?
Are you sure that's just incense?
Yeah. But I'm going to get incense spray. Craig found a company that has incense spray, and I'm going to spray that around and see what kind of reaction that gets. That's legal.
There you go.
All right.
I'm just wondering about that memo because I'm so used to seeing him at work to where you got one guy that's causing the problem. You know, Ralph's doing this too much, not doing enough, and then they call everybody in. All right, you guys are really screwing up here, and it's, you know who the hell they're talking about, but they won't call them out, you know? I hate that.
All right, well, everything's under control so far.
All right, well, good luck. Good luck with the spray. I hope it works out for you.
Thank you, Wes.